The Gemara says in Daf Yudaf Amud Aleph, towards the bottom of the Amud, that Tsara Saita Asura Tuma Ksiba Karas. The Tsara of a Saita is Asura because it says Tuma by her like an Erva. So what are we talking about? If a person is married to two women and one of them was Mizana, and there's Edom that she was Mizana, so she is a Saita, and really there's no Isra Erva over here, it's just a Lav, Labaila. But Afal Pikan, we learn out that now that if the Baal dies and she is Naifel Yibam, that she and her Tsara Pater from Chalitz and Yibam, this is how Rashi learns. Why? Because it says Tuma, it says by her, it says Venistra Vahine Tuma, and Tuma is a Lashon which is used by Arias, and therefore we learn from here that a Saita has a din of Erva Lagabe Yibam, and she is Pater, and she Pater's her Tsara as well. That's a din of Tsara Saita Asura. Now, Lachar, the Gemara is a Pella because this whole din of Tuma, which is written by Saita, is written Lagabe the Baal. It says Venistra Vahine Tuma, that she was. We're talking about the Baal, that she's considered Tumay, Lagabi the Baal, Lagabi the Baal, that she's Mizana Taktav, she has a din of Tumah. But it doesn't say anything of Lagabi the Yavam. We don't find that Lagabi the Yavam, she's considered Tumayah. Over here, we want to say that she's Ptur Min Hayibam. So, how could we, what right do we have to say that the Tumah Ksiba Karai is Lagabi the Yavam if this din Tumah is written Lagabi the Baal? Lagabi the Baal, it makes sense, it's din Tumah, because she's Mizana Taktav, she's Nasir Sabaila. But Mechi Tesi to extend that to the Yavam, which has no Shaykhs to this, Mechi Tesi that the Tumah is going on the Yavam as well. So Rav Elchanan asks his kasha in Kavitzari Siman Tasvav, and he says that Anichinam, really Tumah is written Lagabi the Baal. But there's a cloud, the Gemara says in Saita, the Gemara brings it later on in Amabez, of Im Nesra b'mutter lo ba'asa lo kol shuchen. If a Isha becomes Asr to someone who used to be mutter to her, for sure she will become Asr to someone who she was always Asr to. So over here, her Baal, she used to be mutter to, and yet when she becomes a Saita, she becomes Asr to him because of Tumah Ksiba Karayis. So to the Yavam, that until now she was Asutim, because he's an Eshesach, Kabachaymer, that this Isra of Tumah Ksiba Karayis will apply to the Yavam as well. So it's written by the Baal, but the Kabachaymer of Imnesa B'mutal and Basal Koshkin will bring it over to the Yavam, and that's what the Gemara means, the Tumah Ksiba Karayis. That's what B'chanan's Malach over here, and he brings from the Tvu Shar, Taka writes this, the Ferish over here. But if you look in the, by Rebuven and other Achrenim bring Raya's from Rishonim that this is not true. Rebuven over here is in Siman Tes, and he says it's Mavur from Kama Rishonim that the Gemara at this point is not going with this Kabbal Chaimer of Imnesa B'mutal and Basal HaKosh Shechem. So what's the Pshat Taka? How do we know that the Din Tumah is going on the Yavam? So he says a different variety. He says it's not the Pshat, it's going on the Baal, and then we bring it over to the Yavam, but the whole Din of Tumah Ksiba Karayis was written Guf L'Gabi the Yavam. This is exactly the cause of L'Gabi the Yavam that there's a din Tumah Ksiba Karayis. And he says, Shtikl Hezra, because the Gabi the Baal, you don't need this. There's no Chiddush of Tumah Ksiba Karayis, the Gabi the Baal, because anyways, she's anyways Asura Labaila, and you can't say that it's a Gabi Kiddushin not being typhus, because Kiddushin is typhus. So the Hechach, this whole din of Tumah Ksiba Karayis was Gufa said, Ligabe the Yavim and not Ligabe the Baal. So it comes out a very sadistic machlok is how to understand this din of Tumah Ksiba Karayis. Lefir of Elchanan, it's really said Ligabe the Baal, but through a Kabbal Chaimer, we bring it over to the Yavim. But Lefir of Reuven, it's Gufa said Ligabe the Yavim himself because you don't need this din of Tumah Ksiba Karayis, Ligabe the Baal. So that's one, you said it's like a Shiloh over here, how to understand the din of Tzara Saita. Now the Iker din of Tzara Saita Asura, Tumah Ksiba Karayis, there's another Chakir that Achanim have. What's the Pshat when we say Tumah Ksiba Karayis? This is the Pshat that we're saying that Shitake has a din erva. Tumah is Mechadash that she has din erva. Now that she has a din erva, she pathes her Tzara like any other erva. Or is the Pshat that, no, it's she doesn't have a din erva. Saita is not an erva. It's a Gzersa Kasa Ba'alma, the Legabi Yibum, we treat her like an erva, that she could pather her Tzara. Tumah Ksiba Karayis is just the Alfusa that we treat her, she has the dinam of an erva, Legabi Yibum. That she patas, but she doesn't be'etzim have a full-fledged din erva. The nafkamina would be legabi other dine arayas, do they apply here or not? So lamasha, would there be a din yaharigval yavar? Pasha's by saita, there's no din yaharigval yavar, but because she's not an erva. But now that we say tumak sibak arayas, maybe that's mechadish that she has a din erva, and there would be a din yaharigval yavar. And the Minchas Chinuch Taka says this, that there would be a din yaharigval yavar by a saita. So if the pshat is that tumak sibak arayas is mechadish that she has a din erva, then perhaps it would be a din yaharigval yavar. But if the pshat is, it's just saying that she has a din to pata yibam, just like never pata yibam, but b'chefsa she's not an erva, she doesn't mamash have a din erva, then the gabi yahagval yavar, pashas there would not be din yahagval yavar. The shaila seems to be a machlekes achrainim, and perhaps rishainim, whether the din tumak ksiba karayis gives her mamash a din erva, or is it just has dinim of an erva, the gabi yibam. So to sum it up, there's two big shailas over here. Number one is the alfus of tumak ksiba karayis said legabi the baal, and then we bring it over to the yavam through a kal b'chaymer, or do we say it's said l'chatchila legabi the yavam, not legabi the baal? And the second shaila is, what is the gather of this p'tur of tumak ksiba karayis? Is it saying that she has a din erva mamish and mimele she patas min yibam, or is it just saying that she has the din of an erva to patas min yibam, and she doesn't be'etzim have a din erva?